This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Ben Vassler and with Kat Arney.
We've had a question in for you here, Chris, from Durgesh Debashi, and he says, this seems to be a simple phenomenon, but I have a question on it. How do clothes dry? Or even how does water in any place dry up without heating it up? It's obviously that water boils and evaporates, but, you know, how does water just vanish off your clothes when they're wet?
Sure, it's a good question. Water has energy. So in other words, at any given temperature, the water molecules are vibrating or moving around proportional to the temperature of the water. And when we give energy to water sufficient to raise the temperature to 100 degrees, what that means is that the molecules of water are vibrating or moving around sufficiently fast that they can readily break the attraction that's holding them onto other water molecules, because water is sticky, and this enables them to escape and get out into the atmosphere as vapour.
But you don't dry your clothes at 100 degrees, so what's going on here?
Absolutely not. What you are doing, though, if you say put them in the tumble dryer or hang them on the line, is that you are putting some heat into the clothes, or just because they're at ambient temperature, they're not at absolute zero, the atoms and molecules therefore have some energy. Now, because the energy is not shared equally amongst all the atoms or molecules in anything, in other words, if I come up to you and I shake your hand, I can give you some energy. When the molecules are bashing into each other, sometimes some of them will end up transiently with a load of energy from lots of other molecules bashing into them, and others will have much less. This means that occasionally you've got the odd molecule there that has sufficient levels of energy that it can break the bonds holding it onto other molecules and it can escape. The reason it's slower to dry at less than 100 degrees, or however hot you want to make it, is because obviously it takes longer for those interactions to occur so that the odd molecule gets enough energy to escape. And that's why the sea, for instance, can evaporate water when sunlight falls on it and warms up the ocean without having to boil itself. It's just much slower. If you put a pot on the stove, you give lots more energy to lots more atoms and molecules all at once, and as a result, more of them have more energy more of the time, and therefore they're able to evaporate. So that's the reason.
Do you reach an equilibrium between water in the clothes and humidity in the air? I assume that when there's more wind blowing, then you've got lower humidity in the air because of more of it's moving past.
Yeah, I mean, around the item that you're drying, the air that's in contact with the clothing will become slightly higher saturation of water. So in order to maintain the gradient, in other words, water wants to move from an area where there is lots of water to an area where there is much less water. If you have wind blowing, this is moving away any molecules of water that get off of the clothing and into the surrounding air very quickly, and therefore you maintain that gradient so the molecules want to move more readily away from the clothing.
So this explains why tumble dryers are great, because they're hot and they're sort of blowing air around and tumbling things about.
Absolutely.